Bahamian and American officials investigate Saturday's plane crash which killed singer Alia and 8 others. The Attorney General of Barbados, David Simmons, resigns and says a Caribbean court can become a reality next year. And they couldn't stop the carnival in London's Notting Hill. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Police and aviation officials in the Bahamas search for clues today in a plane accident that killed 22-year-old American rhythm and blues singer Alia and 8 others. They were joined by American government officers who vowed to investigate whether excess weight from production equipment may have hindered the plane's takeoff and ultimately caused its crash. Alia and the others were in the Bahamas shooting a music video. Their twin-engine Cessna was bound for Florida when it went down roughly 200 feet from the end of the runway on Abaco Island, which is 100 miles north of Nassau, on Saturday. Though a relatively new star, Alia has had a big following across the Caribbean. She's had 2 Grammy nominations, a platinum album, and several high-profile movie roles. Officials from the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board, the Federal Aviation Administration, and the makers of the plane were at the scene today with local aviation officials. I spoke earlier to Nassau journalist Jerome Sawyer.
Well, right now, local police are trying to complete the identification process and then turn the bodies over to the families as quickly as possible. They are hoping